Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this Friday, May 14th, 2021. It's Friday. I emphasize that day. Friday. What you got planned this weekend?
Love the Friday.
You got a soccer tournament in Wausau.
Got to go to the Big Wazoo. Yep, Gabby's got a soccer tournament over there.
The Big Wazoo, is that what they call it?
Wazoo. Got to go over to Wausau. Head over there this afternoon, bright and early. First game tomorrow morning at 7:30, which isn't really that big of a deal. But when you go on these overnight tournaments and stuff, whether it be soccer, hockey, or whatever it is, parents like to hang around at the in the lobby and so forth and have a couple of beverages and have a good time. You know, quite honestly, let loose a little bit. 7:30 start time does not really allow you to do that.
That's the thing I don't think about when I think about you going to Wausau for the weekend and to this tournament. I just think it's like you and the wife and the kids, and you go to the hotels, but really it's the whole group of people, right? And you're hanging out with a bunch of parents and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So that's I never even consider that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, you know, they're already putting.
Because I would be like, why don't we just get up in the morning and go, and we'll drive and we'll go. You guys can sleep in the car, whatever.
No, not
That's
at all.
What I would do.
And
but
so,
it's you turn it into more of an
event, getaway party, gathering, whatever you want to call it. So, like, already plans are, what time is everybody leaving today? All right, get into the hotel, get checked in, and then we're going to go over to one of the brew pubs over there and have dinner and all that stuff. And then you go back to the hotel and you hang out in the lobby and you have beverages and you have a good time and chat and... It really, you know, because of everything going on, and like times now where people have been kind of locked down for so long, people are looking forward to getting out and getting away. And so we'll do some of that, but that 7:30 game, and the kids will probably have to be there by 6:45, isn't very conducive to what the parents would like to accomplish tonight.
I remember a couple of years ago, Lauren, my niece, was playing in a volleyball tournament in Appleton, and... I was like, well, my brother invited me to go down, so I said, yeah, I'll come down and watch her play. And I think they started at like 8 a.m.
Okay.
And so I went down, I got there right around 8, and I was looking around all the parents and stuff. I told my brother, I'm like, man, everybody, all these parents in here just look tired.
Right?
They just look so tired, man. Everyone's carrying around, you know, a big
cup of coffee.
And sure. I was just like, well, I'm like, man. Is that what this is about? I couldn't believe how tired all the parents looked.
Now you know why.
Now I know why. I didn't even consider that.
Late at night
probably,
at the hotel.
Probably.
Shooting the bull and, you know.
So then just one game, two games, how many games?
Two games tomorrow. So then they have actually a long time in between the second game. So we're all gathering to go after the first game. Go out really for breakfast because the game starts at 7:30. 8:30, 8:45, we're going to go for, like, breakfast at 9:30 at one of the restaurants. And then by the time you're done there, you still have time before the other game in the afternoon, which I think is roughly 1 or what have you. But, you know, typically you have a couple, two, three hours off in between games, and maybe you hang around the complex, whether it be soccer fields or hockey, and watch other games. And maybe have, in the past, when you haven't had time to really go away to do a breakfast like we're doing, we've thrown the grill in the back of our truck and tables, and what we'll do is the team will tailgate.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Make burgers, hot dogs, and stuff for the kids, and they'll hang out and do all that stuff. So it really is, I look forward to the tournaments. Gabby's soccer team plays in three tournaments. They have already hosted their own tournament. That was 2 weekends ago.
Okay.
We got this one coming up in Wausau, which you stay overnight, and then we play one in Appleton later on, but nobody will stay overnight in Appleton because it's too easy to drive. I like going on these where you go away and you stay overnight and have a good time and just hang out with the other parents and stuff. Like during hockey season, we went to a tournament in Rhinelander, and then at the end of the year, the state tournament was over in Eau Claire, so that was kind of fun. But anyway.
It's just Gabby playing. Jackson's not playing.
Yep.
Okay, so is he rooting for his sister? Does he get behind that, or is he ambivalent about the whole thing?
Well, he'll root for her, but yeah, he's... A little ambivalent about the whole... He wanted to stay home this weekend by himself. We're like, yeah, not happening.
Okay, that answers my question, kind of.
I said, if anybody's staying home, it's me and you're going with your mom.
Right.
But that's not happening either. So, it's like, no.
That's funny. Can I stay home? He's got visions of, 12 straight hours of...
12?
More?
Of course.
Straight hours of
Fortnite. PS4, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? The dude would never eat. He wouldn't eat or sleep.
What is it about that game, boy? I've never played it. What's the hook?
I don't, but here's the thing either. I don't play it either, but it looks fun. I've watched him play. It looks fun. Remember when he was on the Angry Birds kick, like maybe longer than five years ago?
For sure.
And you're like, I don't know, what is it about Angry Birds? Why is he so addicted to Angry Birds? And then you started playing Angry Birds, and you come back one morning, and you go, oh, I get it.
Yeah, I'm hooked.
I'm hooked, yeah. I can't stop playing. That's what it is. I mean...
funny.
It is what it is. But what do you have planned for this weekend?
I got nothing.
All right, that's it for the podcast.
I got nothing.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't have anything planned. I want to play golf in the morning, but I don't know if that's going to happen. You know what? I got to expand your friend base or something. I got no friends. I'll call a guy. I got one more call to make.
Did you talk to Davis?
No.
He wants to go golfing?
He doesn't play golf.
Not very well.
I've golfed with him before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was enough?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't play.
Right.
He's not into it. So I got one more call to make, perhaps, and we'll see if I can make it happen.
Next week.
My next door neighbor's having a rummage sale this weekend. That's exciting.
Maybe he's got your golf club.
Maybe. He better not, but it's a possibility, I guess.
He'll walk over and go, hey, these golf clubs look familiar.
That's a nice set of clubs. Where'd you get these? So I'll go check it out. He's a good dude. They were thinking about moving. I'm like, man, you can't move. I just got to, you know. And now they decided not to move, so that's good. So they're not selling their house there, but they did clean out their garage, and they're having a rummage sale this weekend.
Why don't you have some of your neighbors, primarily the guys, and if they have dogs, bring them over, and they'd sit on your deck and have a couple of beers and let the dogs run in your fence yard?
First of all, I don't have any chairs. Or a table. I don't really drink beer anymore.
Well, you're right. You are no fun.
That's about it.
My dog
doesn't like anybody.
Boy, you are in sad shape right now. Can't find anybody to go golfing. Doesn't have tables or chairs and doesn't drink anymore. Dude, nope. What is going on?
It's my life. It's my life. Me and my dog. We'll see. See if we can find something to do. I do have some yard work to do. I think I'm going to start on my... my front yard landscaping project. At least get a foot in the door on that bad boy this weekend.
All right.
Maybe dig a hole or two and plant some stuff.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. Sounds backbreaking, but
let me just say
I can do it.
When you go, whatever you're going to get, ask the person before you buy. Low maintenance.
Yeah?
You don't want anything that's high maintenance.
No, that's true.
Remember, I just had all my high maintenance stuff ripped out last fall, and low-maintenance stuff put in.
I didn't even check on your stuff when I was over at your house a couple weeks ago. I should have paid more attention to it, but it was kind of cold and rainy.
Yeah, you would have got a good idea, because it's all just starting to come up and bloom now, you know, kind of coming into play.
Well, I'll keep you updated on the progress of that, and I'll keep you updated as well, Fan Nation. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back on Monday morning, 6 a.m., for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.